Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the second of six this week between the Clearwater Threshers and the Bradenton Marauders. This is the Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set again for game number 53 out of 132 this season for the Marauders as they come in with a 22-30 record. Threshers 34-18. Marauders picked up a win yesterday in the first game of this six-game set by a score of 6-4. Used three home runs, including an inside-the-park home run from Axel Plaz. Home runs, though, by Shalene Polanco and Braylon Bishop as well to help them to a victory. The bullpen continues to be rock solid. For the Marauders, they combined for 3 2/3 scoreless over the last two games now. 8 2/3 scoreless innings from the bullpen going back to Sunday in Fort Myers. With the loss for the Threshers, they are now tied for first. They've lost three in a row. Lakeland won yesterday, so that's what put them with the tie. Flying Tigers have won three straight, and as they continue their series this week against the St. Lucie Mets on the road. Actually, they played a day game today, and so that score should be final already. And or that was St. Lucie's playing at Daytona, excuse me. So Lakeland plays at 6:30, so we'll keep an eye on that one throughout the rest of this ball game, and of course on the pregame show. But again, getting you ready for this second game of the series. First half is winding down after today. 13 games left in the first half of the season, which ends on June the 20th. So we are about 15 days out from there, as Marauders right now are 12 games back, but so really on the outside looking in, have to win pretty much this whole series almost. Can't drop more than one game in this series in order to stay alive in the playoff race. But the good news is that they can help play spoilers if they pick up a series victory here against the Threshers. They obviously end the first half against Lakeland, so a couple big games coming up for both sides this week. Well, one of the Marauders starting pitchers who pitched well on Saturday was Christian Curtis in the second game of a doubleheader. Ended up going a complete game, going six innings, which was a career high for him. We talked to him about that complete game and more about his background in pitching and just his pitch arsenal so far this season. That conversation's coming up next year on the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with Marauders Ryan, a pitcher and starter, and Christian Curtis. And first of all, Christian, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And let's start off by talking about your last start on Saturday in Fort Myers. Ended up going a complete game, technically six innings and a seven-inning ball game. But just what was the feeling like to be out there and not to use the bullpen at all? Did any guys make any comments to you then about that?
Yeah, there's a couple just like... I was like, did y'all have to get hot down there? They're like, no. I mean, in the sixth inning, they called down and was like, hey, he's got 20 pitches to work with. And after the fifth inning, I had like 31 pitches or something like that. I was like, oh, dang, I'm done. Like, I didn't realize the previous innings, it was like there was four 10 or less pitch innings. And so every time we'd go out, we would look up. You looked like you were already out of the inning. So they were definitely appreciative of that.
What was the difference in that last start then? You're able to pound the zone a little bit more, obviously, but was there a certain pitch that was really working well for you throughout that start?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting kind of funny. My first pitch strike percentage was awful, but like my ahead in the count percentage was really good. Like I would go ball and then strike one or ground out or strike one, strike two. So it was really just if I just trusted my stuff, like knew the hitters were going to get themselves out, not trying to overpower anybody, just trusting my pitches, my body, and going to work, just going one pitch at a time. Fastball changeup was really my go-to. Didn't really have the greatest feel for my other stuff, but, I mean, that happens. I throw five, six pitches, so it's hard to have every single one of them on every day. Sometimes you just got to rely on the three pitches that work the best against those hitters. So, fastball, slider, changeup were really my go-to pitches. Just got to trust them. Think fastball mentality the whole time and throw it over the plate, make the hitters get themselves out. So and trust defense behind me did a great job.
Overall, still a really good start. Able to go six innings, which I know was a career high for you. And had there been a time in the past, obviously high school, it's, I believe, seven-inning games. I don't know
where other parts of the country. I know growing up in New England, there were seven innings. So you had to complete games before go back to high school or even college.
Yeah, I in high school I threw quite a bit. They were seven innings, so I would really efficient in high school. So I would throw 75 pitches or 85 pitches every start and would usually go the distance. But yeah, it was. I've never actually in college, due to the health elbow injury reasons, never really got the chance to be stretched out. So last year at ASU, I threw against USC, and that was my longest outing. It was seven innings, no runs. So it was, I think it was right at 100 pitches as well. So that's the most I've thrown in probably the last 5 years of playing baseball. Should say two years, but...
I get chatting here with Reiner, pitcher, and Christian Curtis, and you mentioned before, backtrack a little bit, just all the pitches that were working for you, you know, fastball, slider, changeup. Is there a certain secondary pitch that you really like to off-speed to get guys to strike out on?
Yeah, it's probably my slider is my go-to, like, strikeout pitch. They call it a death ball here because it's really just a hard curveball, and so it doesn't have a true, like, appearance of a slider, and so that's my go-to strikeout pitch. Other than that, probably fastball, but that's what we kind of developed that over this off season, and just they noticed it last year is like his slider, it's different, and so it really is. I feel like my separator right now is just being able to throw it in the zone and get a lot of whiffs and strikeouts on it.
I know you get a lot of whiffs on that fastball, too, that sits 96, 97. That's a pretty good pitch. Where did you develop that velocity? Was it, in high school, you're always throwing hard, or was it in college? I know you played at Texas A&M and Arizona State, or was it, when you got to the Pirates org?
Yeah, I mean, there was one, like, during COVID in high school. It was really just a kind of after my high school season got canceled, just was training with my strength coach four times a week. And that really kind of set the foundation for my velocity to climb. I'm 6'5". I was probably 175 pounds at that time. And my goal was to be like 190 pounds by the end of the summer before I got to A&M. But that during that process, that time I was in high school, I think I topped maybe 93. And that summer going into A&M, I was playing at like the summer ball circuit and stuff like that. And there was a point, like, never really even got close to 94 in high school. My first outing of the summer, I was, like, 92, 94. Next start after that, I was 93, 95. And then the start after that was, like, it was a big, like, tournament game, like, championship game. And I came out, it was, like, my one time coming out of the bullpen that summer, and I was only needed for one inning, and I was 95, 98 as 175 pounds. So it was... I feel like that's what kind of led to my first injury, like the nerve injury that I had. And so, but other than that, man, my velocity has been pretty consistent throughout college, other than my sophomore year at A&M was whenever I had to have the revision surgery on my elbow. But ever since the surgery, everything's been consistent up in the 95, 96 range, and I've been able to, I was up to 99 a couple weeks ago, so it's definitely a bright spot for me, just knowing that after those setbacks and injuries that there's still gas left in the tank, so hopefully a lot of it.
Well, too, obviously you're in a Pirates organization right now, and the big league level guys like Jerry Jones, who just went yesterday and ended up getting the win in a 1-0 Buccos win against the Dodgers, and you got a guy going, I think, today in Paul Skeen, so those guys sit 101 miles an hour, yeah. Just... what's it like to have the opportunity maybe one day to join those two guys in the bigs, and obviously Mitch Keller in there too throws hard?
I mean, yeah, it'd definitely be really cool to see like a bunch of guys that go out there and just compete. They have the best stuff in the big leagues, like as young as they are. You don't see that anywhere else. And so it'd be really cool to be a part of that and just see how – in spring training, got to see how they work, like their routine, stuff like that. They set themselves apart from a lot of people, and it really just shows like the Pirates how they develop. They help guys. They put them on the right track, and so I'm really, really excited.
First year in professional baseball, what do you feel like the biggest lesson you've learned so far?
One pitch at a time. Just don't beat yourself up. For me, don't need to beat myself up in between each pitch. Just I have like a little mental cue. Just I think in my hat, one pitch at a time. I'll look down, swipe the dirt off the rubber, and then that's my reset. Each pitch, new pitch. So it's really just one pitch at a time, being in the present, being where your feet are. That's really big for me. Just to, if I get a little ahead of myself, heart rate goes up. Just gotta step back, take a deep breath, and I mean, I was meant for this. I was put in this situation for a reason. So I'm really comfortable on the mound right now. It feels.
You talk about spring training too, and Jones and Skeens. Is there anything that you picked up specifically about them, or just maybe another pitcher in the Pirates or that you've carried into this season?
I mean, yeah, just I've learned a lot just from a distance. Just the way they just watching their body presence, their, I guess their kind of their aura around, just everybody likes them. They're always doing the right things. And so that's something I've really just picked up on, and just doing stuff that's good for me, that's going to help me succeed, and not doing stuff that's going to kind of have setbacks. So.
Yeah. One last one here for you, kind of more of a personal question, but what's something about Christian Curtis off the baseball field that not many people may not know about you?
Yeah, I love dogs. So my I've got a golden retriever back home. His name's Nash, and he's always put a smile on my face. So anytime I can, I'm right there with him, and he's back in Texas now, so it's a little tough being 15 hours from him, but it's always just something like FaceTiming him or my girlfriend and him being on the phone, getting dozens of pictures every day. Just, it's a good feeling. Just, I mean, it's my dog's my favorite. So,
is Nash making a trip at all to Bradenton?
He might be. They're trying to plan something out right now. I think my parents might drive him out whenever they get a time off with my little brother's in travel ball right now. So. We'll see if he gets to make a trip out here. He made a trip out to Arizona with me last year, so he loved it there. He took him on hikes and stuff like that. When it was during Christmas break, so I was out there rehabbing and got to bring him out there and take him to the field. We had a field, like a dog that was always at our facility, so and coaches were just like, yeah, bring him on. They would bring their dogs, so it was really fun. But planning on him getting a trip out here soon. Hopefully.
It seems like we need a clubhouse dog here at the Marauders then, right? Maybe Nash could be it.
Oh, yeah. He'd love it. As long as there's baseballs around, he'll be perfectly fine.
Well, Christian Curtis, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Live, some more to come next.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. You heard from Christian Curtis before the Marauders starter. Let's take a look at the starting lineups quickly, starting with the Threshers. Entered 34-18 on the season. Bryson Ware plays third and hits leadoff, followed by the shortstop Aiden Miller. Devin Saltabon, second baseman, hits third. Dakota Katowski, first baseman, bats cleanup. The catcher Luis Caicudo hits fifth, followed by the left fielder, the lefty Jordan Vyers. Keaton Anthony, the DH, hits 7th. Raylan Heredia plays right field and bats 8th. A.J. Shaver is the center fielder. He rounds out the starting 9. Micah Audenbright takes the hill today. 1-3 with a 5.02 ERA. He goes opposite of Antoine Kelly, a 1-3 and a 4.86 ERA this season. Starting 9 for the Marauders. Switch hitting second baseman Connor Delgado hits leadoff, followed by the lefty and the right fielder Emmanuel Terrero, making his 2024 Marauders debut, just activated off the injured list today. Shalene Polanco plays center and bats third. Axio Plaz does the catching hits cleanup. Lefty first baseman Omar Alfonso bats fifth. as Marlon Valdez, the DH, hits 6th. Saul McGuire, left fielder, bats 7th. Javi Rivas plays short and hits 8th. And the switch hitting third baseman, Wesley Zapata, rounds out the starting 9 for the Bradenton Marauders. Again, they send Antoine Kelly to the hill today opposite of Mike Audenbright. We'll have first pitch coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the second of 6 this week between the Bradenton Marauders and the Clearwater Threshers. With that, we welcome you, Thomas and Zarella, the rest of our entire crew. So happy you could spend a part of your Wednesday night with us as Antoine Kelly gets the baseball today. And he's ready to go already. Bryson Ware, Aiden Miller, Devin Saltabon. Three men due up against Kelly in the top of the first inning. Marauders winning yesterday 6-4. And the first game is Kelly from the wide at the righties. First pitch is a fastball. High and in for ball 1 and 92. And we're off and running a minute early tonight at 6:29 p.m. Game time temperature 88 degrees, clear skies, and wind blowing at 10 miles an hour. A 1-0 is in tight. Another heater, it's 2-0. As the righty Kelly making his third appearance against the Threshers this season. 2-0. And that's top of the zone, called strike. 2-1 on Bryson Ware. Overall, though, Kelly 1-3 with a 4.86 earned run average this season. 2-1, swinging a ground ball right at the shortstop, Rivas. Gobbles it up, takes his time. Plenty of it, throws to first, and Ware retired. Start this first inning. So one out, base is empty, no score, top one. Let's get you the defense tonight. Start on the outfield left to right. Solomon McGuire, Shalene Blanco, and Emmanuel Torero. On the infield, it's Wesley Zapata at third base. Javier Rivas and Kyra Delgado up the middle. Omar Alfonso batting first, and Axio Plaz is calling balls and strikes. And first pitch, top of the zone, called strike to Aiden Miller. Thresher's shortstop today. And the 0-1. Fastball foul back for strike 2. Miller this season hitting .295 in his 36th game now. 14 doubles, 5 home runs, and 25 driven in. 14 doubles, the most on the team. First round pick by the Phils last year. Oh, too high and tight. And it's 1-2. Right now tied for second with the 14 doubles. Dylan Hasso for the Tampa Tarpons with 15. 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike 3. Power fastball at 94 from Antoine Kelly. So he's retired the first two today. Brings up Devin Saltabon. The wind is blowing out a little bit towards right center where the Kona bar is. Usually how the wind goes here at Lecom Park. With two outs, sacks empty, no score. And Saltabon tried to check his swing, and he did not go around. He did go around, couldn't hold up. Open umpire William Pascal today. Austin Demashak, field umpire at first base. So count nothing and one on Saltabon. And a multi-home run game against the Marauders in that Sunday finale back at Baycare Ballpark. One's off the plate outside for a ball. It's 1-1. That was at the end of April. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Off speed that time. It's 1-2. 11th meeting between the two sides this season. Bradenton 3-7. After picking up the win yesterday. The 1-2. Outside, pulled a fastball at 95, 2-2. That is where you'll see Antoine Kelly sit tonight. He's got a red glove matching the Threshers and the Philadelphia Phillies. Red, 2-2. And that's low. Counts full. Well, for the Pirates, obviously, got a little bit of red. And the skulls and crossbones. You can see it on the left shoulder sleeve there. The Marauder, 3-2, swinging a line drive, punch back up the middle into left center field, base hit. Saltabon, a big turn at first base, but Polanco gets to it swiftly. And that spoils a 1-2-3 top of the first for Antoine Kelly. So that will force Kelly to face Dakota Katowski. On the man on, two outs, top one, no score. First pitch to the righty. There's a changeup, top of the zone, called strike. They call the right side with Delgado playing towards second base. The 1-0, and that's high. Another off speed, it's 1-1. Song Lung Cheng yesterday, toss a 1-2-3 first. And I'm striking out a career high 7-5 1/3. Marauders continue to get really good pitching overall, but specifically the bullpen. Toss back over to first. Alfonso battled the sun there. Bradenton's bullpen riding an 8 2/3 inning scoreless streak. Going back to Sunday in Fort Myers. 1-1. Swinging a number, first base side. Delgado, long range, can knock it down as it trickles into right field. Now it gets past Torero. That advances Saltabon to third base, throw to second base. Now a tweener gets through and past only Delgado and Torero. That was just a tough result there for Antoine Kelly. It was a really good pitch, and Katowski ends up rewarded with a base hit, which will be an error. So all of a sudden now, two men on in scoring position, two gone, top of the first. First pitch, Luis Caicudo is just off the plate outside for ball one. It will be an E9 on Torero. Look to second base in the 1-0. Fastball check swing. Stays off though. So indeed it is. Top for Torero in his first game back. Two ball count here on Caicudo. And fastball right down the heart of the plate, called strike. Caicudo came in as a pinch hitter late last night in the eighth inning. Struck out looking. Gets back to Okoto. 2-1. So going to line drive into left field. Base hit. Hops right in front of McGuire. That will score one run. Second runner coming home. It's bobbled. And a two RBI single for Luis Caicudo. Threshers take a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. Boy, I don't know, with Katowski slowed down, I think, rounding third. It was not the, didn't look like the cleanest turn there, and so I think if Zapata catches that cleanly, that have a really good chance of cutting him down at home plate. And now Matt Ford, the pitching coach, out to have a word with Antoine Kelly. Defense did help him there. An hard hit ball by Kaikudo. And so the Thresher is just like yesterday. They get the first two runs on the board. Just a quick meeting. Just want to end things here against Jordan Fires, but a very dangerous hitter, and that's why I think Matt Ford, you don't want a snowball effect here. Lefty Fires against the righty and Antoine Kelly. Two outs, a man on first, two runs home. And first pitch Fires, a tapper right back to him. Kelly fields it on the glove side, runs over to first, underhand tosses, ends the inning. But not before. Two runs coming to score on three hits. After half an inning, Thresher's on top on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one in Bradenton at Lecombe Park. Marauders behind 2-0 after Luis Kaikudo with a 2-RBI single. Here's Micah Odenbright. First pitch is a fastball located on the outer half at 92 for a called strike to Connor Delgado, switching second baseman, batting left against the ready Odenbright. The 0-1. And breaking ball high. 5'7" Connor Delgado. Odenbright coming in 1-2 record with a 5.02 ERA. There was a breaking ball down and in. 2-1 on Delgado. Wired in a trade with the Yankees about almost a month ago now. 2-1. So we're going to foul back. And it's 2-2 playing in his 24th game as a member of the Bradenton Marauders. Later. One contest with the FCL Pirates. So forwarding 213 with three doubles, three home runs, and six RBIs. He's also stolen seven bases in eight tries. 2-2. And that's in tight. Ball three here on Connor Delgado. Trying to get things rolling for the Marauders. Payoff. Inside, it hits him right in the knee area, but Delgado's okay. So leadoff man's aboard for the Marauders. Here's Emmanuel Torero. Torero Torreira was the one roster move today, affecting the Bradenton Marauders, making his 2024 Marauders debut. First pitch to the lefty is low with a fastball for ball one. Delgado dancing at first base. Torreira, 21 years of age from the Dominican Republic, was on rehab with the FCL Pirates. And toss over to first. Delgado's back in standing. Played 7 games for the FCL club. 417. Double, triple, 2 RBIs and 24 at-bats. Now last year for the Marauders, played in 80 games. 1-0. And that's just a hair low. 2-0. 266 with a 777 OPS. Had a really good slugging at 409. 8 doubles, 6 triples, 8 home runs. On a Brights 2-0. Inside again. On Torreira, it's 3-0. Currently the number 21 prospect in the Pirates org, according to MLB Pipeline. So just another top 30 guy on this Pirates system. 3-0, called strike on the other half from Ottenbright. That's now 7 top 30 prospects on the Marauders roster. Well, 2 of them are injured right now, Garrett Forrester and Jesus Castillo. Ottenbright sets 3-1 and walked him. And the fastball inside again. So a hit batter and a walk so far to start his day. And Marauders have something going here in the bottom of the first inning, trailing 2-0 with 2 on, nobody out. And Shaleen Polanco coming to the plate. Now Polanco home run yesterday. Trying to replicate things here again today. Delgado about halfway to third as Polanco flies it in the air to right field. Right at Heredia, though, backs up an extra step or two, has it. Delgado tacking to third base. Throw goes all the way through. It's dropped by Bryson Ware. That was a really good throw from Rylan Heredia. But a productive out. Pushes Delgado to third, Torreira to second base with one gone. Bottom of the first inning. Let's get to the defense today. Starting the outfield, left to right, Jordan Byers, A.J. Shaver, Rylan Heredia. We just saw. Bryson Ware is at third, Aiden Miller, Devin Saltabon up the middle. Dakota Katowski's at first, and Luis Caicudo is doing the catching. Righty axial plus, and he takes Frisbee Slaughter for strike one. Plaza a home run yesterday. An inside the park home run, the second by Marauder this season. The 0-1. And Slaughter waved at a miss down and away. It's 0-2. That was an even better one from Ottenbright. That was a 4-pitch mix. 4-seam fastball, Slaughter changeup, curveball. Could really use a strikeout here. The 0-2. And Slaughter doesn't get a chase this time from Claus. Bit more out of the zone. An axial Claus. Now with 3 home runs on the season in his 14th game. The 18-year-old from San Felix in Venezuela. 1-2. Breaking ball tipped into the mid of Caicudo, who flashes it to home plate umpire and William Pascal. So 2 outs in the inning, but 2 on in scoring position. Marauders hoping to not spoil the opportunity here as they trail 2 runs already. And Omar Alfonso coming to the plate. Ready on Bright, blue glove set from the bell for his pitch. And just misses on the change up to lefty Alfonso for ball one. A lot of lefties and switch hitters up and down the lineup. I think the first five, only Plaz is the only one that's not bad. A leftier, 1-0. Down and in, almost hits Alfonso. As Caicudo maneuvers him out of the way, it's 2-0. In fact, six of the nine tonight will be batting from the left side early. Paris switch hitters in Wesley Zapata and Connor Delgado. Now Delgado's at third right now. Torero's at second. 2-0 with two gone. Swing and a chopper back up the middle. Miller has it behind the second base bag. Throws on the run, and that's the end of the inning. No runs on, no hits, but two men left in scoring position. We head to the second inning, 2-0 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th, as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barba Negras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning at Lecon Park in Bradenton, Florida. Threshers have a 2-0 early lead as Keenan Anthony, 79, due up. Righty steps in. First pitch from Antoine Kelly's down and away for ball one. There are runs coming in to score on a Luis Caicudo base hit to left field. The 1-0. And that's on the outer half for a called strike with a cutter. It's 1-1. He lifts the 1-1. Swing and a roller foul, third base side for strike two. Lee Anthony, Heredia, and A.J. Shaver. Anthony and Shaver making their first appearances of the series. Heredia started last night. Batted eighth as well. One, two, he fans on for strike three. So Antoine Kelly, the pair of strikeouts. First man retired in the second inning. Nobody on for Raylan Heredia. Antoine Kelly, 20 years of age, native of Aruba. Stands the mound at 6'1", 240 pounds. Opening pitch, the righty. Heredia is a fastball. Poured in there. Anthony's 94 miles an hour called strike. First full year at Bradenton for Kelly. The 0-1 just misses low. It's 1-1. Making his 10th appearance, 8th start of 2024. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Top of the rotation comes back around tomorrow. You'll see Carlson Reed, Michael Kennedy, and then Christian Curtis on Saturday. 1-2 is pulled on the ground at third, right at Zapata. Fields up with it, throws to first, plenty of time, and Heredia's retired. Third ground out induced today by Antoine Kelly. Even two outs, top of the second inning, base is empty. Here is A.J. Shaver. Righty batter, first pitch is high and tight for ball one. Kelly made his season debut on opening night against Clearwater. Picked up the loss in that contest, though. 1-0. Pounded foul, third base side. Pitch out of the bullpen, two and a third innings. Gave up three runs on three hits. Three runs came all in the eighth inning. And a 5-2 loss. The 1-1. Fastball down and away at 95, 2-1. Not much better his second time out. That was in Clearwater. No decision, a 5-4 loss. One of those many one-run ball games they played. 2-1s, foul back. Allowed just one earned run in four innings. Did walk four, but two unearned runs scored in the fourth inning. And so that's where that line's kind of a little bit tainted, because he didn't walk as many guys. It's a 2-2, and Shaver flings it foul off the right side out of play. A couple extra outs were needed. He started throwing more balls, and so that's one of those starts where, you know, Kelly, I think, pitched better than what the line really said. 2-2 again, and Shaver strikes out, swinging 97 from Antoine Kelly. Third strikeout of the ball game in a 1-2-3 second inning, 1.5 gone. 2-0 Thrashers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom two at Lecom Park. Thrashers ahead 2-0 after a two-run top of the first inning. Micah Ottenbright facing as Merlin Valdez chops it on the ground at third. Ware backs up on it, and a light throw to first base. Valdez hustling down the line is put away by half a step. One gone in the second inning. Here is Solomon McGuire batting seventh today. Javi Rivas on deck, the minimum that Ottenbright will face. Now, Micah Ottenbright, 6'4", 209-pound righty thrower. First pitch is a fastball on the outside. Black called strike to the lefty McGuire. It's 0-1. Ottenbright just turned 21 in May, born May the 7th in 2003. And the 0-1. The kneecaps again, called strike 0-2. Born in Dearborn, Michigan, drafted out of Trenton High School in 21. Fourth round pick by the Phils. The 0-2. And breaking balls up and away. Ottenbright did start two games for the Thrashers back in 2022. But really, he's just been hampered here with starts. The 1-2 is rolled foul, first base side. Now pitched in two games for the Thrashers, then placed on the injured list with a right elbow sprain and missed the rest of the season. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down and in. And McGuire's punched out, two gone in the second inning for Javier Rivas. Which then led to elbow surgery last year. Did make two starts at the end for the Complex League Phillies. First pitch to righty Javier Rivas is on the ground again, third behind the bag, where backhands and throws across the way. Busy night for him so far, two in this inning. A 1-2-3 second. 2-0 Thrashers, the third we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch your local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024. And watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, Thrashers on top 2-0 on the Marauders. Antoine Kelly, a 1-2-3 second. First pitch is bunted, third base side. Kelly off the mound, fields, throws to first, easy one there. As Bryson Ware is retired on one pitch. So quick one for him after a 14-pitch second inning for 22 in the first. Well, that'll help the pitch count there. So one out, sacks empty already. 2-0 Thrashers, top of the third inning. Here's a shortstop, Aiden Miller. Righty awaits first pitch and a high and in. Pitch there bends him out of the way at 84. And the 1-0. Whipped at a miss down and away. It's 1-1. Miller right now, one of the Phillies' top 30 prospects, so one of many on this Thrashers team. The 1-1, and fastball right there, belt high, called strike. Well, you'd expect with the Thrashers sitting tied for first place right now in the Lakeland Flying Tigers, 34-18. And the 1-2, swinging a high pop-up, right side of the infield. Delgado throws it now, backs up as the wind takes it on towards the edge of the grass and puts it away. Two gone in the inning. So Kelly has really responded here. Again, just one of the two runs is earned against him after an error. Gave both runners an extra 90 feet. And first pitch is Saltabon sticking to the knees for a called strike. Saltabon singled and then scored. It was a string of three straight singles. 0-1. That's popped up again right of the second base bag. Delgado shuffles and backpedals again on the outfield grass. A 1-2-3 third inning. That's now 7 in a row retired for Antoine Kelly. 2.5 gone. 2-0 Thrashers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom three, Threshers 2, Marauders nothing. As 9-1-2 due up, Wesley Zapata getting his first look at Micah Audenbright. Swings on the first pitch and rifles it back to the screen for strike one. Audenbright so far, 26 pitches, 14 strikes, really good bounce back second. Hit a batter, then walked a man for a tie in the next three. And the 0-1's off the plate outside of Zapata, it's 1-1. Antoine Kelly on the other side, pretty much the same thing. He's retired 7 in a row. Ott Bryant retired 6 straight. So both pitchers started to find their grooves here tonight. The 1-1, breaking ball on the ground, right side. Katowski back in, flip to the covering. Man, and Ott Bryant. And Zapata's put away. So with one gone, base empty, Connor Delgado. Top of the order back around here. Switcher to batting left, first pitch. And that's off the play with a changeup for ball one. Audenbright's last start in Lakeland gave up 3 runs on 4 hits in 4 innings. Did strike out 7. 1-0, Delgado skies it in the air on the infield. Foul ground, third base side. Kaikuto is called off by Ware, who receives it in fair territory. And so another quick moving third inning here. 5 pitches, 2 outs. Base is empty for Emmanuel Terrero. On the 7 strikeouts, tied a season high. Audenbright struck out 7 against Bradenton in his first start back on April 24th. Here's lefty Terrell in his debut. Takes a fastball outside for ball one. And a lefty here. Marauders chasing 2-0. The 1-0. And Terrell punches it foul, third base shot out of play. Blue glove up near the eyeballs, brings it back down, the 1-1. And a good look, curveball there, just missed. Audenbright. Thought that was in the zone. Terrero walked his first time up. 2-1 from the righty. And that one's roped right to first base, Katowski. Great reaction there. 9-2, about an hour fastball there. That was turned around. A 1-2-3 third, though. 2-0. Threshers after 3 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and changed the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Clearwater as righty Antoine Kelly faces the middle of the order. First pitch to Dakota Katowski is lined back up the middle into center field. Base hit on the very first pitch of the inning. So leadoff single to start the top of the fourth inning for Dakota Katowski. Here is Luis Caicudo. Do nothing Thrashers got both runs in the first inning. That snapped a that single did. Seven-man retired streak there for Antoine Kelly. And first pitch is at the knees for a called strike to the righty Caicudo. Game 2 of 6 this week between the Pirates and the Phillies single-A affiliates. The 0-1. And that's outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Caicudo hitting 254 this season. Including that single he had that scored 2 in the first. And he fouls that one off at home plate. First strike 2. Marauders won game 1 yesterday, 6-4. Landon Tompkins earned his 7th save of the season. Righty sets from the bell. He holds the 1-2. High and in with a fastball at 95, it's 2-2. Kelly with 3 strikeouts so far. No walks, so that's the most important thing for him. Coming in and walked 19 in 37 innings. 2-2, broken bat, dribbler out towards shortstop. Rivas only plays to first, fields from the edge of the grass and gets Caicudo. Well, the broken bat shard went all the way behind third base. Wes Zapata had to take cover there. Now it's a free souvenir for a fan. Runner at second base, 1 out, top 4, 2-0 Thrashers. Jordan Vire is the lefty left fielder. The next man due up with a big hole on the left side against the righty Kelly. Winds home. And a fastball. It's a called strike on the other half. Fire is grounded back to the mound to end the first inning. And he's been on a tear these last 10 games. No one's off the plate outside. It's 1-1. Hitting 400 with a 500 on base and 800 slugging. I mean, that is just video game numbers. 1-1, and Byers takes down and in for ball 2. He's hit 4 home runs, had a big 9 RBI game lately, including a home run on Sunday. Yesterday, kind of kept it run a little bit. 2-1, and that's outside off the plate, 3-1. A couple of change-ups here. Byers went 2-for-3, a pair of singles, a walk, and a run scored yesterday. Reigning FSL Player of the Week, Marauders have won one of those this year. Omar Alfonso, winner a few weeks back now. Look to second base in the 3-1. And Byers cracks one off the bat. Shallow right center field. This one could be trouble. Polanco, though, swoops in on the run full speed in shallow right center. Puts it away. So after the single, next two men retired in this fourth inning. And Keenan Anthony come to the dish. Dakota Katowski at second base, 2-for-2 day for him. First pitch to the righty, Anthony glances off the glove of Plaz to the backstop. Now that one should be a pass ball there on Axio Plaz that moves Katowski to third base. And Thresher is once again knocking on the door. Two runs on four hits, no errors so far. Marauders, no runs on no hits and two errors. So it is confirmed a pass ball. And a pitch down low to Anthony. It's 2-0. Struck out swinging his first time up in the second inning. Riding a 7-game on base streak. 2-0. And that's taken low with another breaking ball. It's 3-0. Raylan Heredia on deck for the Clearwater Threshers. 3-ball count. And Anthony takes on the inside black, a fastball called strike. Anthony this year hitting 304 in 31 games with a dozen RBIs. But a really good eye at the plate. 3-1. Inside out swing. Bloop down the right field line, and it's foul. One hops against the netting. And Anthony, 24 walks coming in today, just 20 strikeouts. There are a few guys that have a more walk to the strikeout ratio. Pierce Bennett, another. Caden Hediger is very close as well. Here's Raylan Heredia with first and third, two gone. And swing and a miss. For a strike one. 2-0 Threshers. Top of the fourth inning. The 0-1. Swing and a slow roll on third base side, foul. Kelly trying to strand another here. And the fourth inning, the 0-2. And that's down low. One, two to the righty. Fastball fouled off the right side. Bit of a longer inning here for Antoine Kelly. Threw seven pitches in the last, 14 in the second. First and third with two gone. Trying to find a way here. Get past Heredia. A 1-2. Swing and a tip into the mid of Plaz for strike three. So Axial. Antoine Kelly reaches back. Plaz squeezes it. Four Ks for him today. Two men left down at the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 Thrashers in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, 2-0 Thrashers as 3, 4, and 5 do up here against Micah Odebright. Righty from the lineup, first pitch. And that's on the inside edge, called strike. Thrashers scored a pair of runs in the top of the first inning against Antoine Kelly. Just one earned run against him, though. Odebright's been spectacular so far. The 0-1. And Polanco fans on elevated fastball. It's 0-2. Odebright hit Delgado, then walked Torero. And nobody's reached since. 9 in a row retired. 0-2. And a curveball is tipped into the mid, squeezed by Kai Kudo for strike 3. Third punch out for Odebright. And one out, nobody on for Axio Plaza, the catcher. Oh boy, what a different night for Bradenton's offense than what happened yesterday. First pitch fastball is low for ball one to Plaza. Struck out swinging in the first. On a right from the lineup, 1-0. High and in on Plaza as he bends out of the way, it's 2-0. Well, kind of just like the Pirates. They won a game yesterday 1-0 against the Dodgers. Had Jared Jones going against Tyler Glasnow, former Bradenton Marauder and Pirate himself. 2-0. And fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike, it's 2-1. Tonight, they have former Marauder himself from last year and Pirates' number one prospect, Paul Skeens. 2-1. Swing on a ground ball back up the middle. Good range by Miller there to his left. Fields and throws. Two Garley inning. That's now 11 in a row retired by Odebright. Here's Alfonso. Bradenton behind 2-0 in the fourth. So they get one run yesterday. It was a home run from Jack Sawinski, who was just recalled from AAA Indianapolis. Today they got 6 runs on 6 hits in the second inning right now. First pitch is muscled deep down the right field line, but foul by Alfonso for strike 1. So they have a 6-run second inning going right now at Pittsburgh at PNC Park in a packed house. 0-1 to Omar. Down and in, almost hit him. It's 1-1. Paul Skeens as well, off to a rolling start as he always is. 4 strikeouts and 2 innings allowed just to hit. The 1-1. Hit on the ground. Sharply Barreto, the second baseman, Saltabon. Sidearm toss to first. Another 1-2-3 inning. 12 in a row retired by Micah Odebright. Through 4, 2-0 Thrashers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Top of the fifth inning, 2-0 Clearwater on top as the first pitch from Antoine Kelly is punched up high in the air. Shallow left field. Javier Rivas moves over towards the second base bag and on the infield dirt, squeezes it with two hands as A.J. Shaver is retired on one pitch to start the fifth inning. Well, that is now three straight innings that Thrasher's leadoff man has swung at the first pitch. Dakota Katowski did last inning. He ended up singling. First pitch to Bryson Ware is at the knees, called strike. Bryson Ware did the same thing, tried to put a bunt down in the third inning unsuccessfully. The 0-1 on the righty. Check swing on the appeal. He did go around. Close there. It's 1-1. Four hits tonight for the Thrashers. Marauders have no runs on no hits so far. 1-1 is popped off the right side, foul for strike two. Now last inning, though, it was a single and a catcher's interference that put two on. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Claus tags wear out. 5 Ks for Antoine Kelly. And a quick two outs here in the fifth inning. You know, Kelly right now is at 70 pitches, 46 strikes. He's gone five innings three times this season. Went five his last start in Fort Myers. First pitch is whiffed out for strike one. I really think Kelly's been throwing the ball well these last couple times out. The 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Allowed just a run on three hits in five innings. Pair of walks into Fort Myers. Was a home run allowed in the third inning. Retired eight of the last nine. And here, trying to retire a 1-2-3 fifth inning. 0-2, and that's high and in. It's 1-2. Already had the streak today where we retired seven in a row. Between the first and third inning was leadoff single in the fourth by Katowski. That spoiled that. And the 1-2's foul back. But also to Antoine Kelly, has been a much better pitcher at home this year. The numbers back it up. From the lineup, the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. 96 miles an hour. Antoine Kelly, six strikeouts through five innings. 2-0 Thrashers, though. Halfway home on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players.
Swing and a miss for strike three. 96 miles an hour.
So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pressure's ahead, 2-0, bottom of the fifth inning as Micah Ottenbright. First pitch to Merlin Valdez is down and away for ball one. Kick off this home half of the fifth inning. Ottenbright just threw only his 46th pitch of his day. As now Valdez backs out. Ottenbright's 1-0, and Valdez skies it in the air on the infield. Shortstop Miller twists his body around. He's on the grass, ranges out towards behind the second base bag, and it puts it away. One guy in the fifth inning, Jim Horner, was barking about something there to Homeland umpire and William Pascal leading up to that last pitch. Well, just past the halfway point of this one. Here's Solomon McGuire, the lefty. First pitch home from Ottenbright, and that smacked well out towards deep right field. Heredia backing up. He's on the track, leaps in, makes the catch. Spinning around, Raylan Heredia. Excellent route out there to take away extra bases from McGuire. Gave it a ride. Two quick outs here in the fifth inning. That's the thing now is that Ottenbright with a really good pitch count. Three pitches, two outs in this fifth inning, and Javier Rivas coming to the plate. Infield back the entire way around as Rivas takes away for ball one. Marauders have been held hitless so far in the first 4 2/3 innings. Rivas, a guy who's broken no-hitters up before, the 1-0. And a curveball on the inside corner called strike. Marauders are no hit through 7 2/3 here against Fort Myers in the home series a few weeks back. Rivas had that single. 1-1s. Push foul, first base side. It's 1-2. That was the start of the 11-game franchise streak afterwards, after that game. 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Micah Ottenbright continues his strong pitching performance today. He threw 5 2-0 Thrashers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Two nothing Clearwater in the top of the sixth inning as Devin Saltabon 3-4-5 due up against Antoine Kelly. First pitch home and Saltabon hits it well out towards left field. McGuire is back and this one's gone. First pitch of the sixth inning for Devin Saltabon. It's a line drive home run out to the bullpen and the Thrashers have some insurance. It's 3-0. Saltabon with home run number 6 this season and RBI number 23. First pitch to Dakota Katowski is whiffed at a miss for strike one. It's still a very good start today from Antoine Kelly though. 6 punch outs and the 0-1's hacked on a miss down for strike two. He's just one shy of tying his career high. He struck out 7 here against Dunedin in his last home start. And the 0-2 bounces in for a ball. Well, Katowski is the one man that has had his number today. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a run scored. 2 of the 5 hits allowed. And the 1-2. Swing and a tip. And Plaz couldn't squeeze it though. Kelly also, if he gets an out here, that's a new career high. He's gone 5 innings 3 times this year, 4 times in his career. And the 1-2, swinging a foul back. 97 there from Antoine Kelly. Still finding some velo. Red glove from the hip. From the windup, 1-2. So we're going to ground ball left side of the infield. Rivas in the hole, comes around it, throws across his body on the run. Makes it look so easy. And one gone in the inning for Luis Caicudo. Now, but now, 5 1/3 innings is a new career high for Antoine Kelly. Here's the righty Caicudo, first pitch. And a fastball is high for ball one. There's a righty throwing in the bullpen for the Marauders. The 1-0. And fastball right there at the kneecaps called strike 1-1. Kelly just threw his 84th pitch of the day. The 1-1. Swinging a pop foul off the right side. And it's 1-2. So this could be his last batter. This is also a career high in pitches. He threw 80 against Dunedin. A 1-2 down and away. It's 2-2, but still throwing some of his hardest pitches of the day in this half inning. He's thrown 97 twice now on a couple of these fastballs. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball down and out. Jordan Vyer's on deck, and so we'll see what they'll do here. Payoff home. Swing and a foul catches Plaz. Well, one thing Antoine Kelly's done, too, is that he's generated a lot of swings and misses. 16 today. That is the most in single A so far. Jerron Watts Brown, who we saw for the Blue Jays here at Lee Comm Park, last homestand, has 13 of them tonight. Three, two, and that's outside for ball four. That is just the first walk issued today. And now, hold on, Hopeland umpire and William Paschal saying that's 2-2. Haskell saying it is not. Well, I have it down as so hold on, Kelly may get another pitch here. Well, I have it down in my book as ball four. So now Kaikuto's got to climb back in, but it'll take his allotted of time out. So, it's 3-2 now from Antoine Kelly. And it's down and away for ball four. So they'll let Kelly face Jordan Byers here. A one-out walk, a man on, a one run in. The sixth inning, 3-0 Threshers. And the lefty Byers fouls off the first pitch, third base side out of play. Byers 0 for 2 so far tonight. The 0-1. That's taken down and in for a ball. It's 1-1. It's in his last two games, Sunday and obviously Tuesday. The 1-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit well deep down the right field line towards the foul pole, and it is foul. 3:35 down the left and right field line here at Lee-Com Park. 375 of the alleys, 400 to center field. Wind typically blows out towards Dakota Barn right center or just to the right of it. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Antoine Kelly, 97 again. Strikeout number 7 as well, but he won't get to number 8 possibly. As he's reached his pitch count today, Jim Horner out to take the baseball, but Antoine Kelly, a career high 5 2/3 innings today. Strikes out 7, which also ties his career high. Gets some handshakes as he departs. New pitcher coming in. 3-0 Threshers with 2 outs, a man on at first in the top of the 6th inning. Pitching change underway here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lee-Com Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
First pitch of Danny Carrion is low down and in for ball one to Keaton Anthony. Two outs, a runner on in the top of the sixth inning. 3-0. Threshers on top. A home run from Devin Saltabon against Antoine Kelly. 1-0. And that's a breaking ball down and out of the zone for ball two from Carrion, making his eighth appearance of the season. Is 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA in nine innings. Has allowed just three earned runs, four walks, 11 Ks. And a 1-1 is inside. It's 3-0, excuse me. On Keaton Anthony. Struck out and reached on to catch's interference today. 3-0. And Anthony takes top of the zone, called strike. Righty sets, 3-1. And that's inside, ball four. Didn't miss by much. So two walks in the inning by Kelly and Carrion combined. Places both runners on base right now. First and second, two outs in the sixth inning. Carrion pitched on Friday in Fort Myers. And an inning, gave up a pair of runs. Looking for a bounce back outing here against Raylan Heredia down the righty. Fouls the first pitch back to the screen for strike one. Carrion was really good. That was first eight innings, just one run allowed, which came against St. Lucie. So this is the first time he's getting a look at the Threshers this season. Start of the year on the injured list. Long start to second base. 0-1, sharp struck out. Ball Zapata with some soft hands there at second base. Goes a short route to second base to get the out. A one-hopper right at his feet. He gets the out there, and that's the end of the sixth inning. A run home on the Zapata home run. 3-0 Threshers after 5.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, 3-0 Clearwater, as Wesley Zapata's fifth inning batting left takes the first pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. From Micah Audubon, he's out there for another inning of work, and he's been efficient too. That's been the biggest thing. Pitch number 53 just thrown. The 0-1, and a curveball slipped out of the hand for a ball. It's 1-1. Marauders are being no hit so far. And we say once it gets to the sixth inning, that's where it really becomes real. 1-1, and that's inside to Zapata, 2-1. Anna Bryant's got a lot of early swings. Through a 19-pitch first inning. He's gone seven-pitch second, 9-pitch third, 2-1. And that's on the outside corner, called strike. It's 2-2. A 10-pitch fourth inning and a 7-pitch fifth. So since that 19-pitch first, we're only through eight strikes. 10-pitch fourth inning is the largest he's thrown. 2-2. And that's low and in. Ball three. That may change here. First full count since the first bat of the game for Odenbright. Bomb the first inning. Delgado was hit on a full count pitch. 3-2. Swing and a poke foul. Third base side out of play. Delgado's on deck, and Emmanuel Torero in the hole. And of that, Odenbright will face in this inning number six. 3-2. And Zapata lines it back up the middle and through. Pass to leaping Miller in the left center, and Wes Zapata has the first hit for Marauders. That was Zapata, who had a hit streak that was snapped last week. 5 games was a season long for him. He's been swinging the bat well, too. Numbers still around the season, not where obviously he wants him to be, but starting to find his way a little bit here. Connor Delgado, sharp big ground ball through the right side. Zapata stops at second base. Now once you get one, they start to come in bunches here. Station to station baseball against Odenbright. Third time through the order as well. So first and second, nobody out. And a 3-run ball game in favor of the Threshers. And now here comes a mound visit from Gustavo Armas, the pitching coach. After the third base dugout to have a word. With that break too, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League. Thrashers coming today tied for first place in the FSL West Division. Lakeland is in the top of the fifth inning at home at Joker Barton Stadium. Up 1-0 on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Dunedin is on the road in Palm Beach. They trail 3-2. Fort Myers played an early game today. They win in Tampa 9-3. And St. Lucie squeaks by Daytona 2-1. Out at Clover Park. So now here is Emmanuel Torero. Home for one day in his 2024 debut, activated off the 60-day IL this afternoon. A lefty swinger shows bunt, pulls it back, and it misses for ball one. Marauders. Pirates are, they practice bunting almost every day. They're out back near the cages today. Getting the work in. Long look to second base, and Zapata the 1-0. So we're going to foul off the left side for a strike. It's 1-1. That's Torero last year in 80 games at 266. 8 doubles, 6 triples, 8 home runs, and 36 runs driven in. Signed by the Pirates in 2019. 1-1, and a whiff and a miss there on a breaking ball. It's 1-2. He didn't make his debut because of the pandemic, so signed in July of 19. Would have played in 2020. Had to wait till 2021 in the DSL, stateside in 22. The Complex League and Marauders last year in 23. 1-2, checked his swing, and he offered at it. Set home by umpire and William Pascal. So Odenbright has his fifth K. The big first out here in the sixth inning. Two on, a one out, bottom six. Shalene Polanco coming to the dish. Now Polanco hit his team-leading 6th home run yesterday. Solo blast in the 8th inning. Runners in motion, and Polanco takes a called strike. Door third is late. Double steal from Zapata and Delgado. And now two runners in scoring position. Well, you knew what Delgado's speed. They couldn't get the trail runner. Sometimes you see catchers try to go that way. And the 0-1. Polanco dribbles a foul for his base side. It's nothing and two. One of the other Pirates' top 30 prospects, and Jalene Polanco coming in at number 15. Oh, two. Jack the swing, ball in the dirt. Austin Mashiach says he held up. A block or two over these last now nine games. Again, just continues to find his footing, hitting 276 with four doubles and three home runs. 1-2, swing on a grounder, just passed on it, right? This will get a run in, though. Saltabon charging, only plays to first. And that scores Zapata from third. Marauders on the board on the RBI ground out. They cut the deficit to 3-1. On it, Bright knew, trying to make a play on it, but anything past him was going to score a run. The two outs, though, runner at third base. Maxio Blas, the righty catcher, up at the plate. First pitch is a breaking ball to the backstop. Gets past Caicudo. Here comes Delgado. He slides in safely. A wild pitch makes it a one-run ball game. So the Marauders have stormed a comeback here after having no hits in the first five innings. A pair of leadoff singles in the sixth inning. Results in two runs. Now the attention turns to Micah Odebright. Manager Marty Beloy, Gustav Armas, the pitching coach, along with the catcher Luis Caicudo and the trainers out. And Samantha Myers looking at the right leg, maybe right now. And Cramper stretching it out, obviously on that run home. May have felt something there. Odebright's going to stay in. It seems like they're going to have to throw a pitch, though, before he does. And they're going to point to the bullpen, though. So, Odebright will depart. Marty Beloy takes the baseball. And so that'll end the day for him. Two runs and a score in the sixth inning. 3-2. Thrashers on top. With two outs and a base empty. When you come back, new pitcher will be on the mound. On the Marauders Baseball Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Pitch of Jaden Estadista runs high and in for a ball. New pitch in the ball game Face acts to applause after Micah Ottenbride had to depart with injury. And pitches down low. And so it's 3-0 now. Nomar Alfonso on deck is Estadista. Ball behind the very first man. Pitch. And fastball down and out of the zone. And that's ball four. It was a one ball count to start. And so Plies will walk. So here's Omar Alfonso, 3-2 Threshers. Marauders scored two in this inning so far. Ground out from Polanco, and then a wild pitch scored Delgado. Off the Alfonso, takes a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Omar today 0-2 with a pair of ground outs. But is ground out to second base in the fourth inning. 1-0 is low for ball two. Came off the bat at 108.8 miles an hour. Two ball count. Alfonso rolls and foul first base side. 22-year-old Estadista, native of Curacao. No wins, no losses. His 13th appearance, a 4.35 ERA, 16 walks, 32 Ks, and 20 and two-thirds innings. Big swing and miss stuff. Count one ball and two strikes on Omar Alfonso. And the pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. So Alfonso strikes out to end the inning, but the Marauders do get two runs home. They just trail just 3-2 now after sixth on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Luigi Hernandez, the new pitch of the ball game at the top of the seventh inning. Threshers with a one-run lead now at 3-2 after Braden scores two in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hernandez facing 9-1-2. A.J. Shaver, the righty. Takes a fastball high and in at 92 for ball one. Danny Carrion gets the one out needed in inning number six as the 1-0. High and in, it hits Shaver. So Shaver reaches to start the seventh inning. 20-year-old Luigi Hernandez, who was born in the Bronx, turned 21 in September. Here's now Bryson Ware at the top of the order. Already kicks home. And first pitch is high for ball one. Hernandez making his sixth appearance of the season is 1-1, the 5.91 ERA. 13 walks, 15 Ks, and 10 2/3. The 1-0 pitch is inside for ball two, and Axio Plaza will jog out to the mound. Somewhere Alfonso and Javier Rivas will join him. Hernandez's last appearance gave up a run on two hits, an inning and two thirds, struck out four in Fort Myers last Wednesday. It's been a week. Runner on first here. A two ball count to Bryson Ware. Up high for ball three. So Hernandez has thrown every pitch so far out of the strike zone. A lot of it's been up and in to the righties. 3-0. Fastball just missing outside for ball four. So two on, nobody out for Aiden Miller. And here comes Matt Ford, the pitching coach, out to have a word. The break of the action, let's take a look at the Pittsburgh Pirates organizational scoreboard. Big League Club up 7-3 right now. The Dodgers at the top of the fifth inning. Shohei Ohtani hit a home run against Paul Skeens after he struck him out in the first inning on three straight heaters. Skeens right now 88 pitches, 4 2/3 innings, 8 strikeouts. But again, a pair of home runs allowed. Triple-A Indianapolis played earlier today. They win 11-6. Double-A Altoona behind 3-1. And Richmond in High-A Greensboro taking on the Phillies. High affiliate, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws up 5-4. Grasshoppers have a 2.5 game lead on the Blue Claws, and so hoping to win another there. First and second here. As Hernandez facing Aiden Miller, a dangerous hitter, is 0-3 today. First pitch is low for ball one. Went to second base and the 1-0. Fastball down and away. It's 2-0. Miller with a 13-game on-base streak trying to extend it here. Miller was in the news this week around the Philly circles. 2-0, and he takes strike there. Article this week from Paul Casella, Philly's lead writer for MLB.com. Alex Stumpf is writer for the Pirates. Miller, who's now the number two prospect in the Philly Zord. 2-1. Swing and a miss. The count's even 2-2. Some discussion involving Preston Mattingly, the Phillies' assistant GM of player development. Said Aiden's a shortstop. We don't play on him playing anywhere else. Obviously with a couple of good, really big league infielders right now for the Phillies. 2-2. Swing and a tip into the mitt. Applause for strike three. So Hernandez comes back. And the count strikes him out. And now one out in the seventh inning. And here is Devin Saltabaugh. Threshers on top, 3-2, one gone, first and second. Saltabaugh 2-for-3 today, home run last inning in his last trip up. Look to second, pitch home. And a wave and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner. Well, the Phillies really think that they got two players who slipped in the draft last year. Miller, who fell to number 27 overall. George Clausen, who we'll see later this week, too. The 0-1. Check swing and a sword by Saltabon. It's 0-2. Clausen, we will see on Friday, is 2-0 with a 0.26 ERA. Clausen had a couple of injuries, was drafted in the sixth round last year to Minnesota. And has been off to a hot start. One of the best pitchers in the FSL. Hernandez has sought the bottom of the hole, the 0-2. That's downstairs for a ball. 96 there. Hardest fastball thrown today by Luigi Hernandez. One, two. Swinging a foul back. I think the same can be said for a couple of guys, too. I mean, there's always guys who will fall due to injury or they played through an injury, and so the performance wasn't there. I mean, Christian Curtis, we talked to him today on the pregame show, but a 12th round pick last year, and heard people around the org say this is a guy that they're really excited about with some of his stuff. And it's fun when that happens, when player really comes into fruition to what an organization thought they could be. One, two's fought off foul, again off the right side. It's the same thing, too, on international signings. When you sign a guy for some money, could be a lot or a little, and then they end up being really better than what you thought. One, two. Swinging a slow ground ball out the short. Rivas charging in, flips second for one. Back to first, turns late. But they do get it out at second base. First and third, two gone for Dakota Katowski. That was a good breakup slide at second base by Bryson Ware. It was a slow-developing play in Saltabon who could run, so it was always going to be tough to turn two there. But now Katowski, who's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. First and third, two outs, top 7-3-2 threshers. Hernandez trying to end the threat here. And his fastball at 96 inside for ball one. He's throwing a couple of them with some high velo tonight. The 1-0. Inside again. Hernandez lifts home 2-0. Wave and a miss on a fastball. It's 2-1. Hernandez didn't make an appearance. That opening three-game series here at Lecom Park against the Threshers. He did go on the injured list on April 20th, came off the 15th of May. And a swing and a miss for strike two. 94. And so the count, two balls and two strikes. First and third, two outs and a one-run deficit. Trying to hold it right here. Get the offense going again. 2-2. Called third strike, and Hernandez dances around some foot traffic in a scoreless seventh inning. It's stretch time in Bradenton. 3-2 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te peglia lo pesce, io le slice, se lo pesce, maledetta.
Bottom seven as Esmerlin Valdez leads things off, and he takes the first pitch high for ball one. From Jaden Estanista, who came in, walked one, struck out another, and the sixth inning. 1-0. Fastball waved at a miss for a strike. It's 1-1. Now there's on a six-game on-base streak right now, and a good night last night at the plate. Went 3-for-3. And a 1-1's taken for a called strike top of the zone. It's 1-2. Fell just a hit shy of the cycle. Had the hardest one out of the way, a triple. 1-2, swinging a fly ball in the air, left center field. Shaver is in the center fielder, has it. One gone in the inning. It's kind of that tough part of the night as the sun's setting. Some beautiful orange and purple blue skies beyond the palm trees in right field. First pitch to the lefty, McGuire checks the swing. And on the appeal, they say it didn't go around. It's ball one. Nobody on, one gone. Bottom 7-3-2, Clearwater. Scored two runs in the first inning, then Sauthabon a home run in the sixth. The 1-0, and McGuire. Tomahawks it on the ground, big hop. Has to get over Estanista, he's there. As Sauthabon throws the covering pitcher and two gone in the inning. That's a tough little play there. Gutowski moved to his right and then got caught in no man's land where he's too far away from the base. There's Javier Rivas. It happened in the big leagues yesterday. First pitch, Rivas pokes out to deep center field. Shaver turning back. He's running far, can't get there. Hits off the bottom of the fence. Rivas is standing at second base with a two-out double. And the Marauders have the tying run, just a base hit away now. Now Rivas has his eighth double of the season. Brings up Wesley Zapata. What happened in the Red Sox Braves game yesterday, where Dom Smith was at first, and he was shifted over to the right, though, and so a ball hit, he started to break towards second base, and then had to come back, and by the time he did, he didn't get his footwork right, and ball got past him. First pitch to Zapata. Switcher to batting left is outside with a heater at 95 from Estanista for ball one. Two outs in the tying run at second base. Zapata had the first hit with the Marauders of the game last inning. 1-0. He swings and misses at a fastball again. It's 1-1. He scored on a Shaleen Polanco ground out. On the run, scored on a wild pitch for Micah Ottenbride, who left with injury. And now Estanista looks towards second base. No throw, though. So one ball, one strike here on Zapata. Pitch home, and he fouls it back for strike two. This is where the Marauders, who gave up an unearned run in the first inning, has hurt him here so far tonight. Estanista sent below the belt, the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Fastball off the plate outside. That ends the seventh inning. 3-2 Threshers on top to the eighth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacombe Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Threshers cling on to a one-run lead at 3-2. Victor Hernandez out for his second inning. Left two men on in the last half inning. 5-6-7 due up as Luis Caicudo steps in. Takes a fastball to the knees for strike one. Right now, Threshers in a playoff position race in this first half. 0-1 on the inside edge, called strike. It's 0-2. Lakeland Flying Tigers. 0-2, and Caicudo strikes out on three pitches. 94 out of the hand of Luigi Hernandez. He's got three Ks now. Quick out here for Jordan Viers coming up. Update on that Lakeland game for you. It's a 1-1 tie game in the top of the seventh. First pitch, Viers routes into second base, and it's reeled in by Delgado. A bit of a juggling act there as he went to secure it. I don't know if it did or not end up out of the glove, but an impressive reaction there as Viers, boy, that's tough, hit it right on the screws. Now two outs in the eighth inning, and now Keaton Anthony to the plate. First pitch, fastball is a called strike of the knees. It's nothing and one. One's inside, and it's 1-1. The 1-1. Check swing, down and away. He didn't go around, it's 2-1. From the wind up the pitch. Swinging a fly ball, hit out to right field. Terrero chasing back towards the corner, and it slices fair, and it is gone. Get it, Anthony. Played a dog leg right there on a golf ball. Slices one down the right field line, and it doubles the Thrasher's lead. 4-2 here in the eighth inning. Now for Anthony, that's his first home run in 2024. As now, here's Rylan Heredia. Takes a called strike, it's 0-1. The 0-1, and Heredia checks a swing. And it go around. The 1-1, so we're going to pop foul behind to him. It's 1-2. It's really tough, too, for Adrian Hernandez, having a really good outing. Gives up the one run, though. 1-2. And that's taken down the dirt for a ball. Two-two. Swing at a line drive foul down the right field line. That's a big run to the top of the eighth inning here. 4-2 Threshers. Kind of like what the Marauders did yesterday. Polanco at home run in the eighth inning. Out to right field. 2-2. Swing and a fly ball. Struck well center field. Polanco angling back. He turns himself around at the warning track. Makes the catch. Just to the left of the corner bar. A run in on the home run from Keaton Anthony's first of the season. 4-2 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
First pitch to Connor Delgado. He swings at it and hits it well to deep left center field. Schaefer heading back over his head and on the run. He makes the catch. Wow, impressive from A.J. Schaefer heading back to his right and takes away extra bases from Connor Delgado. A well-struck ball. So loud first out to start this eighth inning. 4-2 Threshers after the home run from Keaton Anthony. Here's Emmanuel Torero, who tips the first pitch into the mitt of Kaikuta for strike one. Thrashers looking to bounce back after a 6-4 loss yesterday. And the 0-1 is on the outside black, a called strike from Jaden Estanista. It's 0-2. Ready set for the belt, the 0-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Couple of big power fastballs there. That one at 95. And Torero struck out the second time today. Quick two outs here in the eighth inning for Shalene Polanco when the base is empty. Thrashers have led from start until this point right now. A two-run top of the first inning. And a lefty Polanco takes high for a ball. Drove in the Marauders' first run in the sixth inning. RBI ground out. That scored Zapata. The 1-0. And high and in. Takes for ball two. Polanco 0-for-3 today. A 2-0. Fastball is outside for ball three. Three ball pitch. And Polanco takes on the outside edge of called strike. He's going to run a walk down the first base line. Runners need is just a runner on. Bring up the tying run. 3-1. And that's outside for ball four. So a two-out walk. We'll see what happens here. That's the first man that Estanis has walked since Axio Plaza walk in the sixth inning. That was the first batter that he faced. Now here is Plaza with two outs and a runner on. A two-run deficit at 4-2. Plaza 0 for 2 with a walk. Mentioned before. First pitch to righty. And he swings and misses at a fastball for strike one. Plaza hit it inside the park home run yesterday. He's got three home runs in the season. Two of those coming in his first three games in Tampa. The 0-1. And fastball to knees called strike. Including a 454-foot home run in the first inning on May the 18th. That is the longest home run in the FSL this season. 0-2, runner in motion. Pitch is high, throw down to second base, is in time, and they got him. So that ends the inning as Blanco is caught stealing. The ninth we go, 4-2 Threshers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Top of the ninth inning, Luigi Hernandez on for another inning out of the bullpen. He's gone two-plus innings so far. Allowed a run on a hit, one walk, and three Ks. First pitch is a called strike to the ready A.J. Shaver. It's 0-1. 9-1 and 2-2 up. Ware and Miller to follow. Hernandez from the windup, the 0-1. Fastball in tight for a ball. Home run from Keenan Anthony last inning. 1-1. And wave and a miss there. On the slider, it's 1-2. Well, for Anthony, too, on that home run, that's just his third professional home run. 1-2. Swinging a foul off at home plate. Anthony had two home runs in nine games with the FCO Phillies. He's played 36 games since, five last year, 31 this year with the Threshers coming in today. He didn't have a home run. Baker ballpark, that's got a big right center field, a lot of triples out there. 1-2, that's foul back. Luigi Hernandez has gone 2 2/3 this season. That's his longest out of the bullpen. That came against Dunedin in the last homestand on May 22nd. 1-2 from Hernandez. And that's just outside. Really good pitch there from Luigi. And the count's even 2-2. Shaver's 0-2 tonight with a hit by pitch. His last time up in the seventh inning, that was against Luigi. 2-2 is popped up in the air on the infield. Second baseman Delgado backpedals and to his left makes the catch in shallow right center. One gone in the ninth for Bryson Ware. Well, Saul Teran pitched yesterday, who is a closer for the Threshers, so we probably won't see him today. It may see Aston East. There's nobody throwing in the bullpen right now for the Threshers. First pitch to Bryson Ware, bounces in for a ball. Marauders would have Plaz, Alfonso, and Valdez, 4, 5, and 6 in their order duo. 1-0, and that's taken for ball two. Lakeland just scored a run in the seventh inning. Now ahead 2-1. That's 2-0's low for ball three. I don't know what the exact date was. When was the last time that Clearwater had 3-0? It's low for ball four, so a four-pitch walk. Second walk today that Bryson Ware has been afforded to. Well, the last time that Clearwater has been knocked out of first place, it's been a while. They've been tied a few times with Lakeland. But, I mean, they've had a good span of the season, but they have been in first place. Aiden Miller, the shortstop, hits one on the ground. Pass to diving Zapata. And down the left field line into the corner. Ware is getting the wave around third base. He's coming home. And there is no throw home. Aiden Miller with an RBI double. His first hit today. And it's a 5-2. Threshers leading the ninth. Now that ball just held up snug in the corner. And so Aiden Miller with his 15th double of the season. RBI number 26 for him. So at least possibly tied for the league lead in doubles now. He's at second, one gone. Again, a 5-2 Threshers lead. Devin Saltabon, the batter. First pitch is inside for ball one. We'll be curious to see Miller in his first season, 18 years old, what the Phillies will do with him if at some point having a good year. 1-0, ground ball back up the middle, and that's through. Pass to diving Rivas. Miller's going to score as Saltabon with an RBI single. It's another run, 6-2. Threshers in the ninth. An example you can use is Jed Williams last year for the Mets. He was another high school draft pick guy that made his way up to high A in Brooklyn. Mets and Phillies both play in the same high A league and with Greensboro in the South Atlantic League. All three in the same division. Here's Dakota Kotowski, the righty. First pitch is whipped at a miss for strike one. Two runs home, a man on. 6-2 Threshers lead. Saltabon leaning towards second base. The 0-1. And taken for a ball inside, 1-1. Especially today. Well, it's because you have less affiliates, so you see more younger guys in this league than there were before in the FSL. And now a toss back to first. Gets away past Alfonso. Saltabon tracks for second base, and he's in there standing. That's the fourth error today by the Marauders. So you see a lot of guys that are being tested more because you have to move guys up the system. Because of the less affiliates, you have less of a roster. Only 20 rounds now in the draft, which is just around the corner, about a month. 1-1, it's in the dirt. Good block from Plaz. It's 2-1. So it has really created a roster crunch. Even two in the big leagues, you have more pitchers going down with injuries, so maybe roster spots created for pitchers as well. I'll look to second base, 2-1. Breaking ball high and in. For ball three. Speaking of prospects, to baseball, America re-ranked their top 100 today. A couple of familiar faces that jumped in. And the FSL 3-1. And that's taken for a called strike. Good pitch there from Luigi. Counts full on Kotowski, who's 2-for-4 today. Look to second, full count. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Kotowski fished after it. Hernandez with his fourth K. And two gone at the top of the ninth inning, but that'll do it for him. Jim Horner out to take the baseball. And they'll point to the bullpen. 6-2, Threshers on top. And on second, two gone in the ninth inning. Pitching change underway here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Kennedy enters in with a runner on second base, two outs at the top of the ninth inning, 6-2, Threshers leading. So Kennedy on here to face Luis Caicudo and get one more out. Look to second base in the first pitch home. There's a breakable outside for ball one. And now mound visit for Axio Plus. Kennedy's numbers this season, 0-2 with a 7.71 ERA, now his 16th appearance. 14 innings, 19 walks, and 23 Ks. Caicudo tonight drove in two with a single back in the first inning. He's also walked in the sixth. 1-for-3. 1-0. Fastball sails high for ball two. We're talking about the top 100 updated today by Baseball America. Paul Skeens takes over as the number one prospect in baseball. Was up four spots, a 2-0. And breaking ball high, it's 3-0. A couple players moving in and out of the system, whether at the Pirates or here in the FSL. Termar Johnson in high A dropped out of the top 100. 2-0, and a fastball's low. That was ball four. So Caicudo walks, and now Jordan Fires coming up. One of the big names that moved up was Aiden Miller. We talked about before, up 52 spots in the top 100. Miller is up to number 21 now, just behind Andrew Painter. For his pitch breaking ball, bounces in for ball one to Jordan Fires. He's 0-for-4 today. Painter, one of the top pitching prospects in the Phillies org, just hasn't stayed healthy so far. 1-0. That's off the glove of Plaz, the backstop. So it might be another pass ball on him. That puts runners at second and third with two outs and a 6-2 Thrashers lead top nine. Second pass ball today by Plaz. And a two ball count. Pass ball away for ball three. Flyers 0 for 4 today. Line out sharp into second base in the eighth. 3-0. And fastball low for ball four. So base is full after back-to-back walks here. And a four-run lead for Clearwater. And Matt Ford, pitching coach, out to have a word. Well, the Pirates today is reshuffling the prospects. They only have two top 100 guys now, according to Baseball America. Bubba Chandler fell a bit. Now number 71. In the rankings, Jared Jones was graduated in this new edition, so that's why he would be in there. And Termar Johnson was the other one that was in there. But obviously, with Skeens will fall out at some point, about five starts now, so I don't know if that includes today or not. Other names in the FSL, Kevin McGonigal, number 67 for the Tigers. He was injured to start the year when Marauders were in Lakeland, so we didn't get to see him. Base loaded here, two gone for Keaton Anthony. Homer's last time up. And first pitch is a fastball low for ball one. A 1-for-3 night for him. Quinn Matthews enters in. Number 98, he started the year in Palm Beach, was really good. The 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, it's 2-0. And now he's up in high A Peoria, the Midwest League. Oh, 2-0, high and in with a fastball at 96, and it's 3-0. One of the other players that dropped out of the top 100 was Roger Garbias with the Yankees, who's in single-A Tampa, as is George Lombard Jr., both having really slow starts here in 2024. 3-0, and a fastball called strike on the inside edge. Raylan Heredia on deck. Can they try to end things here? The base is full, the 3-1. And a fastball low down and in for ball four. So run it, makes it 7-2. Thrashers on top in the top of the ninth inning. And Braylon Heredia, the ninth man to bat in this ninth inning. First pitch to the righty is low for ball one. Ready 0 for 4 with a strikeout in the fourth inning. Game started by Antoine Kelly. Unfortunately, losing side of things today. And 1-0 is on the inside edge. Called strike at 96. It's 1-1. The Marauders have 4, 5, and 6 due up in the bottom of the ninth inning, but now chasing 5. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball there. It's 1-2. Now the 1-2. Swing and a pop foul. First base side out of play. Now the sun officially setting about 20, 25 minutes ago. Kennedy lifts 1-2. Check swing, lays off though, and the count's even. Don't forget to grab for the Marauders postgame show afterwards. Get you a recap of this one. Get you set for tomorrow's game. And also look around the out-of-town scoreboard. 2-2. And a breaking ball called, third strike. Mixes one in there. And the catch is ready looking. Three runs home, though. It's now 7-2. Threshers bottom nine next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Three-run top of the ninth inning for the Threshers. They now have a five-run cushion at 7-2, bottom nine, as Jaden Astonisa's evening is over. After two and a third scoreless innings, Drew Guerin, new arm of the ballgame for the Clearwater Threshers. So Garrett's in here, 23-year-old, a 19th round pick in 2022 out of Missouri, making his 13th appearance in the bullpen this year. Is 1-1 with a 1.50 ERA. Three holds, three saves, and three opportunities. 17 walks, 27 Ks in 18 innings. Faces 4, 5, and 6. Axio applies the righty batter. First pitch is a breaking ball high and in for ball one. Applies with the middle of a plate appearance last inning when Shalene Polanco was caught stealing. And the 1-0. Fastball. Hit on the ground, left side of the infield. Where to his left, fields and throws to first. One gone. So there's Omar Alfonso, who's 0 for 3 tonight with one out, base is empty. Bottom nine in a 7-2 deficit. Marauders have three hits tonight, two of them coming in the sixth inning, the other in the seventh. Rivas, two-out double, 1-0. First pitch is outside for ball one. Here's the 1-0. And breaking ball slipped out of the hand of Garrett to the backstop. It's 2-0. Garrett's last appearance against Lakeland. Scoreless inning. He's compiled three straight scoreless appearances. 2-0. And fastball on the outside corner. A 2-1. Fastball lifted down the left field line, slicing towards the corner. It's foul. And towards that sidewall. And so the count's even, two balls and two strikes. Well, Marauders will send Carlson Reed to the hill tomorrow. Their opening day starter, 3-2 with a 2.50 ERA against Luke Russo. is 2-0 at a 4.42 ERA in Game 3 of this six-game week-long series. Righty sets and lifts. And a fastball called, third strike at 93. Just catches the bottom of the zone. And Marauders down to the last out here in the ninth inning. Trailing 7-2. Lakeland ahead 2-1 on Jupiter, bottom eight with two on and two outs. So Flying Tigers are three outs away. So if they win, the Thrashers hold on to this lead and win. Both teams would keep pace with each other. First pitch to Marilyn Valdez, swings at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. The 0-1, high and in, almost hit Valdez. One. Now there's fans on it for strike two. Down to the last strike here tonight. Two outs, the 1-2. Swinging a pop foul behind him again. Valdez stays alive. Donna Bryant would be in line for the win after he departed with injury. Antoine Cunha, the loser tonight. The 1-2. And a breaking ball down to the dirt. It's 2-2. Thrashers really put this ball game away with a run in the eighth and three in the top of the ninth. It was a one-run game for a little bit. And a 2-2. Check swing, Jazz downstairs. Well, let's put up a good plate appearance here. As Solomon McGuire on deck. It's a call, third strike. Auto balls and strike system. Says it caught a piece, and that ends the ball game. So Drew Garrett strikes out 2-1, 2-3, ninth inning. Thrashers take game two by a final score of 7-2. Marauders post-game show, come up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leacock Park here from the Bradenton Marauders broadcast booth. Thomas and Zarella welcome you in the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Marauders, after winning game one yesterday 6-4, they've fallen game two by a score of 7-2. We're going to take it back to this one this evening. Thrashers scored two quick runs in the top of the first inning against Antoine Kelly. He got the first two outs and then a single to Saltabon and Katowski, and a throwing error, a fielding error in right field that put runners at second and third. And two outs, Luis Caicudo singled to left center, scored two runs. Just one of those runs were earned. And so they took their lead all the way until the sixth inning where the Marauders got their first run. But big credit to Michael Audenbrett, who was great today. He ended up going 5 2/3, gave up two runs on two hits, a walk and five Ks through just 69 pitches. Left with injury, though, and which he held the Marauders while they hit for the first five innings. And so Thrashers first, though, before that first hit, they got a run in the top of the sixth inning on a home run from Devin Saltabon on the first pitch of the inning against Antoine Kelly. He finished his day 5 2/3 innings, two runs on five hits, three runs total, one walk and seven Ks. A career-high 5 2/3 today for Antoine. And again, he just continues to look better and better as the season has gone on. And so Kelly looked to take a new start into next week and just continue to build upon what he did today. Marauders got on the board. They got a leadoff single from Wesley Zapata, and then Connor Delgado singled. Both men stole second and third, put two on and one out. Chalene Polanco rounds out to second base to score a run. After walk to Axial Plaza, after Audenbrett departed, Jaden Aston-Easton, a wild pitch, though, from Audenbrett, end up scoring Delgado. So they made it a one-run ball game. It stayed that way until the eighth inning. One home run from Keaton Anthony down the right field line. And Thrashers scored three in the ninth. Base load of walk. And a double by Hayden Miller scored another. And there's another run mixed in there somewhere. And so that was the ballgame. 7-2 final score. Winning pitchers Micah Audenbrett improves to 2-3. Antoine Kelly loser falls to 1-4. Final numbers in this one. 7 runs on 8 hits. No errors. 10 left on base for the Thrashers. Marauders 2 runs on 3 hits. 4 errors and 4 left on base. A tie for the season high with 4 errors tonight. Game time 2 hours and 25 minutes. Seen by 7:08 tonight here at Leacom Park. As we come back here in the postgame, she'll get some scores and set for tomorrow's contest between Clearwater and Bradenton. That's next year on Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton falls tonight on this Wednesday night, 7-2. And before we get you set for tomorrow's contest, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard today. Buckos playing a high-scoring affair. They scored just one run yesterday. They are still going on right now in the bottom of the seventh inning at PNC Park. Pirates 10, Dodgers 5. Paul Skeens today went 5 innings, so in line for the win. Pirates had a 7-run second inning. They scored 2 more here in the seventh inning. But Skeens today, 5 innings, 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 walk, and 8 Ks. Now a 3.00 ERA for Paul and first couple starts in the big leagues. AAA Indianapolis played earlier today. They win 11-6 over Columbus, the Guardians AAA affiliate. AA Altoona, they just scored 4 in the top of the seventh inning, now trailed by just a run. So that's a interesting game. Want to flip that one on. And then in high A, Greensboro ends up defeating Jersey Shore 6-5. So now a 3.5 game lead on the Blue Claws. Boy, the Grasshoppers having a big week so far. Ryan Harbin, who rehabbed with us earlier this about a month ago now, almost picked up the save. And so big win there for the Grasshoppers. In the Florida State League, and the Palm Beach Cardinals defeated Dunedin 3-2. St. Louis wins a one-run game 2-1 against Daytona. Tampa falls 9-3 to Fort Myers. And Jupiter right down Lakeland, only game going on. Hammerheads have the tying run now at second base and one out, 2-1 ball game. So, again, if Lakeland wins, Thrashers won tonight, so both teams would stay tied for first in the FSL standings. With the win tonight, Thrashers improved to 35-18. Marauders fall to 22-31. And so they drop a game back, and the standings now 13 games back from first. Tomorrow, Carlson Reed gets the baseball on a thirsty Thursday here at Lee Com Park. Bunch of drink specials and food specials as well. And so definitely want to come on down to the ballpark. Carlson Reed 3-2 with a 2.50. The righty gets the baseball against Luke Russo. 2-0 and a 4.42 earned run average this season. Game time 6:30. Pregame show will get you rolling at 6:10 p.m. right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. But that wraps things up for us here at Lee Com Park. Big thank you to Christian Curtis for joining us on the pregame show today. Again, Marauders fall tonight 7-2. We'll see you back here tomorrow at Lee Com Park. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night. This has been a presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.